Okay. Is blocking the way? Okay, someone is meant to stay in the program. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this song is so beautifully describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy. This is the manifestation of his mercy. Just by his glance, he is drying out the ocean of suffering of this material world. This material world is full of suffering. Like if you consider that suffering is a substance, then material nature is an ocean of that substance. And we all are submerged in that suffering condition. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that just by his glance, momentary glance, he is drying out that ocean of suffering of this material nature. Can he do that? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything. Now we simply have to receive this mercy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is abundantly distributing. And the means is, just we have to surrender to Krishna. That is another song that we sang this morning. That was by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is also saying that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us the process of surrender. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, what is Krishna's final instruction in Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharma parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Sharanam braja means surrender. Krishna is telling, just surrender unto me. And what will be the result of that surrender? Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. I will deliver you from all your sinful reactions. All our sinful reactions. And it is due to our sinful reactions that we suffer. In material nature there is some enjoyment. The enjoyment is the result of our pious activities. And suffering is the suffering that due to our sinful activities. Now if the sinful activities and the reactions of the sinful activities are totally eradicated, then will there be any suffering? No. So that's what Krishna is saying. You just surrender unto me and your suffering condition will be over. Like, don't we experience it in Krishna consciousness? Ever since we joined this movement, ever since we joined Krishna consciousness, did our suffering condition become eradicated? People may say, well, devotees also suffer from disease, devotees suffer from different suffering conditions. But the thing is that apparently those suffering conditions may be there, but the devotee is not affected by that. That is what Krishna consciousness does. And that this suffering is there, little bit of suffering condition is there because of our material body and our sinful activities that are still there to some extent. But the result of those, the effect of those sinful activities are not really that intense or that effective. In this way, in this respect, Prabhupada gave the example that when you switch off the fan is moving. When you switch it off, still the fan will be moving, but there won't be any power behind it. It is a moment of inertia that is moving, and it's a process of coming to standstill. So that apparent suffering that a devotee experiences is simply the condition of moment of inertia. It's just moving, but there is no, this movement is a process of coming to a standstill position. So that is what Krishna consciousness does. Ahantvan sarva papibhi moksheshyam. Will Krishna's words ever go in vain? Will Krishna ever bluff anybody? So when Krishna says something, he means it with an absolute truth. Ahantvan sarva papibhi, from all your sinful reactions, I will moksheshyami. I will deliver you. I'll deliver you from all your suffering condition, all your sinful reactions. And then after that, Krishna is saying, Ma Suchaha. Ma Suchaha means, don't even worry about it. What you'll get due to your surrender unto me is beyond anyone's imagination. Not that only our sinful reactions will be eradicated, not that only our suffering conditions will be delivered from our suffering condition, but what we'll get is even beyond our imagination. And what is that? That is endless joy, bliss. Suffering condition is one thing. If the suffering condition is compared to darkness, what is bliss? Bliss is broad daylight. Then the consideration is, then what is happiness? You know, what is happiness if we take it in this light? Darkness. With a lamp, you remove the darkness. It is a momentary thing. When the lamp is extinguished, the darkness will prevail once again. So happiness is something like that, the removal, the temporary removal of the suffering condition. It is only a temporary thing. Happiness is not really desirable. What we are actually hankering for is joy, bliss, ananda. And that ananda is like broad daylight. When there is broad daylight, is there any room for darkness? No. So that is what Krishna consciousness gives us. That is the ultimate result of Krishna consciousness. Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita svadhanam. Ananda ambudhi, an ocean of bliss. In the material nature, what we are hankering for is just some drops of bliss. That also is a perverted reflection of that. Just some drops. Tatala shaikate bari bindusham. In the middle of the desert, when your throat is parched and you are dying of thirst, what will a drop of water do to you? Will it quench your thirst? So hankering for some happiness in this material nature, joy in this material nature, to whatever extent it may be, is something like a drop of ocean, drop of water in the middle of a desert. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving, what Krishna is giving, is an ocean of that bliss. That will not only quench your thirst, you will become totally submerged in that ocean. Can't even imagine what that's like. To become completely submerged, and that ocean is continuously increasing. It's getting bigger and bigger. Anandambudhi vardhanam. Vardhanam means to increase. So that ocean of bliss that we are submerged in It is continuously increasing. So Krishna, he gave us assurance, you surrender and you will get that, you will experience that bliss. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to surrender. Krishna says surrender, but Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to surrender. We do not know how to surrender. Krishna says surrender, but then we are stuck there. We don't know how to surrender. Therefore Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori. Jive Daya Kori means in order to bestow his mercy upon the living entity. He came with his associates and with his dham. Shapar Shad Shiyo Dham Shaho Abhotori Uttanto Durlabho Prem Koribare Dan. In order to give us, in order to bestow very, very rare Krishna Prem. Uttanto Durlabho Prem Koribare Dan. Shikhai Sharanagoti Bhakuti Rupan. Shikhai Sharanagoti Bhakuti Rupan. He is teaching us the process of surrender, which is the life and soul of devotion. So that is the very basis of devotional service. Unless and until we surrender to Krishna, there cannot be any consideration of devotional service. So in this way we can see why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he said, Sharanam Braja and Shikhaya Sharanagati. Do you see the link? Krishna suggested, surrender unto me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us the process of that surrender. And is it difficult? Yes, it will be very difficult to surrender. As long as we have our false ego. As long as we are proud of ourselves, as long as we are arrogant. An arrogant person can never surrender. Even when he is beaten to the pulp, he doesn't surrender. That is the condition of an arrogant person. Where does arrogance come from? Arrogance comes from false ego. Therefore, one of the first things we have to do is to get rid of our false ego. And that is the meaning of becoming humble. Get rid of your false ego. Become humble. Who are you? We generally tend to think that we are so big. But have you ever considered the size? Have we ever considered our size? One 10,000th part of the tip of the hair. That is how big we are. Invisible practically. With the most powerful microscope you can't see ourselves. That's how big we are. But one way to look at it is also the gateway to the spiritual sky is very narrow. Therefore if you want to enter into the spiritual sky you have to become that small. The point is, we have to get rid of our false ego. And when we get rid of our false ego, then only we are able to offer ourselves to Krishna. Krishna, I am yours. Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor orpilu tua pade nanda kishore. That Atmanivedana, the surrendering of the self. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing to his poetry. Manasa deha geha. Manasa means my mind. Deha, body. Geha, my house. And everything that belongs to me. जो कुछ हो व्हाटएवर इज माइन अर्पिलो तुआ पदे आनंद किशोर आई एम सरेंडरिंग ऑल दैट टू योर लोटस फीट ओ सनम नंद महाराज. Now, what's the result of that? Sampade dipade jivane morone dai momo gela tua opadova. Whether in his happiness or in distress, when I'm alive or when I'm dead, now I do not have any responsibility anymore, now that I have surrendered. That is what happens when you surrender to Krishna. Then we don't have anything to worry about. Dai momo gela. I don't have to worry about anything. Okay, I surrender to you. You figure out what happened, what's going to happen to me. Now, isn't it a great relief? Just consider how much people are suffering from anxiety and tension, stress today. We see people are suffering from such stress, and the stress caused by anxiety, and all the stress is caused by anxiety. But when you surrender to Krishna, then no more anxiety. You figure out what you need to do. Now, isn't it a relief? The simplest way to become free from our stressful situation. I don't have to worry about anything. You figure it out. You take care. And the question is, can he take care? And while answering, can he take care, we have to consider, let us consider whether he is taking care. Not the question is whether he can take care. Let us consider how he is already taking care of us. Just consider, what is our biggest need? Very good. I thought someone is going to say a big house, Mercedes Benz, and food. Now, where the food comes from? Costco? The food comes from nature. Yeah, okay, rain. But let us see the natural aspect of it. Just see, a seed falls on the ground. It grows into a tree. In the tree, there are so many fruits. And in each fruit, there are so many seeds. In each seed, there is a tree. And in those trees, there are fruits. In each fruit, there are seeds. In each seed, there are seeds. Just tell me, who made this arrangement? Can anybody create something like that in a laboratory? The so-called scientists are claiming that they will create life. I say, don't create. You don't have to create life. Just create a seed of apple, from which a tree will come, and in the tree there will be so many trees, so many fruits. In the fruit there will be seeds, in the seeds there will be trees. So who made this arrangement? Krishna. Did you ever say, Krishna, give us our daily bread? Did you tell Krishna, Krishna, give us our daily apple? Even before he did that, a child is born, the child's food, the only food that the child can digest is mother's milk, appears there in the mother's breast. Who made this arrangement? Okay, food is important. What is even more important than food? Water. Right? And three-fourths of this planet is full of water. There is no dearth of water, but that water is useless. Ocean water, we can't drink or we can't use it for cultivation. And besides that, it's so far away. Can you imagine if you have to get the water from the ocean? And that way you're not that far from the ocean actually. But see the arrangement. With the rays of the sun, the water from the ocean is evaporating. It's forming clouds. The wind is dispersing those clouds at different places. Then the cloud is condensing and comes down in the form of rain. And that's how the water is being supplied everywhere. Who made this arrangement? Okay, thank you. What is even more important? Wonderful. Oxygen. Right? And we are taking oxygen and giving out carbon dioxide. Right? If the process continued, then the whole atmosphere would have been filled with carbon dioxide. Did it ever happen? Why not? Very good. Because the trees and plants are taking the carbon dioxide and giving out oxygen. Who made this arrangement? Yeah. Now, did we ever ask Krishna? We may have asked Krishna, give us our daily bread or give us our daily apple. But whatever, did we ever ask him, give us our water? Did we ever ask him for oxygen? Even without us asking, he is providing all that for us. So see how he is taking care of us. So when he is there, who is taking care of us in such a wonderful way, what is the difficulty in surrendering unto him? And that's all he is saying, surrender unto me. When he is saying, surrender unto me, why shouldn't we surrender? And then the entire, just we surrender and then the entire spiritual sky opens up. We get an immediate access to the spiritual world. So that is how wonderful Krishna's mercy is. And now it's only up to us to receive that mercy. And we can actually go on and on and on about how Krishna is taking care of us. Another way to look at it is, what is the shape of the earth?
Round.
Where are we situated? Are we inside the earth or on the surface of the earth? Okay, now consider a round object. There is something on top. If that object moves, then what happens? Now earth is round, we are on the surface of the earth, and the earth is moving at a tremendous speed, about 1,000 kilometers an hour. So what should have naturally happened? We shouldn't we have got thrown out onto the space? Giridhari Gopal ki jai, jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, jai Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So that is how. Now, did it ever happen? Did we ever got thrown out? Why not? Wonderful, gravitational pull. Who created the gravitational pull? We may have given a name, but who actually made that arrangement? Very good. Right. Now the other consideration is, like the earth is moving at a tremendous speed. If the earth stopped to move it for a moment, what would have happened? Can you imagine if the earth stopped to move for a fraction of a moment? The entire creation would have been, entire surface would have become completely destroyed. Just a momentary stopping of that movement of the earth. Did it ever happen since time immemorial? No. Why not? Because Krishna is taking care. So all we have to do is just use our intelligence, read the books that Srila Prabhupada has given us, and make a very simple arrangement to surrender unto Him. And the rest will automatically take its course. Thank you all very much. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to create that good fortune for us. Does anybody have any question? Yes, yes.
The question stems from the fact that if you see any animal like elephant, dog, their surrender is, once they surrender, they just go with the master and they never worry where the food comes from.
Right, yes.
But with the people, the surrender seems to be a continuous process. It's like you surrender today, but you go back and then your ego is like constantly, it's never like, you know, that kind of process. So why we see that?
Good, very good question, yeah. So, did everybody hear the question?
No.
We see that animals, when they surrender once to the master, they are totally surrendered. But it seems that with a human being, it's a continuous process, not just one time thing. That is because the human beings have a terrible thing called false ego, and is very much inflated. So, a human being has to continuously struggle with his false ego. That is why it makes it a continuous process. His continuous struggle with this false ego makes the process continue. But once he gets rid of his false ego and ultimately gets the taste of this surrender, then it becomes an endless thing. Okay. Hare Krishna. Yes?
Surrender means to be quiet, or he can act as well.
Yeah. Surrender means you surrender to the master and then abide by the orders of the master. Right? The surrender doesn't mean leading to inactivity. Right? It is acting on behalf of the master. Now we are acting independently for our own sake. But when you surrender, then we don't act according to our own whims, but we surrender, we act according to the command of the master, orders of the master. Yeah, spiritual master, because he's the representative of Krishna. Yeah. Okay, find one. And it's important actually to find the one who, to whom you can surrender. And then the area actually expands. First you start with one, and then you find there are many, many spiritual ones. As we progress, and ultimately it comes to the point when one sees that everyone else is a spiritual master. In that respect, there is a very beautiful description in the 11th canto in Uddhava Gita, that Avadhuta had 24 spiritual masters. And he's learning. I mean, he's just mentioning about 24, but from that we can see that there are many, many. Like he's learning something from a bee. He's learning something from a snake. And he's accepting them as a spiritual master. He's learning something from a prostitute. Accepting her as a spiritual master. So wherever we find an opportunity to become Krishna conscious, we find that person to be our spiritual master. Yes?
Surrender leads to happiness, mental satisfaction and progression also. But will suffering not still be a part of human life, because the happiness and not being happy balances each other as a human being?
That happens only when you're in darkness. When you come out of the darkness or suffering condition and come to light, is there any room for darkness in light? No. So similarly, there are two things. A suffering condition, the material nature, is a place of suffering, and spiritual world is a place of joy. So once you step into the spiritual world, then there is no room for suffering condition. In the material nature, what you are saying, that's correct. In the material nature, it's happening. Because it is a place of suffering, we are continuously struggling to remove that suffering condition. And when the suffering condition is removed, we consider it to be happiness. Right? But for how long does that happiness last? Again, suffering comes. But if we become transported to another reality, which is a reality of joy, which is diametrically opposed to suffering condition, then there is no room for suffering.